Preparation for the coming 2016 legislative session has been going on for a while. Organizations have been working on their agendas, and that would include the Hawaii State Teachers Association. It says it will introduce legislation to create an equally quality-oriented learning experience for all students, preschool through grade 12, regardless of whether kids are in urban or rural schools. Certain core subjects, science and social studies, would be weighted the same as language arts and math. Smaller classroom size would be reduced, and repairs done to schools so they're safe and conducive to learning. And that's just some of their list. To get more of it, we have HSTA President Corey Rosenlee on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for making time for us today. Now, you've said that Hawaii needs drastic change in its education system, but Hawaii really isn't known to make wide-ranging, comprehensive educational reform. What makes you think that this 10-part bill will succeed?
Well, you said it exactly. You know, every year we say that education is a priority, yet we continue to do nothing about it. You know, every single year our students are learning in classrooms where their ceilings are leaking, they're drinking out of rusty water fountains, kids are learning in 90-degree-plus classrooms. And we've gotten to a point now where we just basically don't have teachers. We have openings and there's no one to fill them. And at some point we need to say, you know, our kids have to be our priority. We have to invest in our children and our future. And we can't just keep on kicking this can down the road.
The bill seems to say, as you've indicated just a moment ago, you know, we've had enough talk. Hawaii schools need comprehensive action now. And certainly with the GET request to help fund some of those changes, the bill seems to be asking all of Hawaii at some level to participate. Are you really calling out lawmakers and average people to put up or shut up?
Well, we're saying that this is a problem we can no longer ignore. And we've put together, you know, we looked at the best programs from across the world, across the United States. And at this point, we know what's good for education. We know what's good for children. And this plan includes, you know, teaching, bringing back arts education and making sure that kids, when they graduate from high school, can get half of their credits in vocational education so they can get good jobs. We want to make sure that we improve our special education and our ELL programs. And we just want to give our kids a good environment so they're not in these buildings that are falling down in hot classrooms. We want to make sure they have a quality teacher in every classroom. And we want to make sure that every child, regardless of where they are in Hawaii, have access to good schools. These are things that should have happened not just a decade ago, but it should have happened, you know, 100 years ago. And we keep on in Hawaii just ignoring this problem. And eventually, you know, we have to say as a society, if we care about our children, if we believe in investing in the future, then at some point we must make that investment. And it is a very good investment to invest in kids.
In making that investment, you're asking that the GET have a part of it go to funding this, but also to be able to counter that with a tax credit for those people who are in the lowest income rung. Explain that a little bit.
You know, we looked at all sorts of possible taxation, and nothing is perfect. Hawaii is very unique in that we are the only state that doesn't use its property taxes to fund their schools. But the property taxes go to the city and county. You know, the GET was the only real way to potentially fix our schools. A 1% increase in the GET would bring in about $750 million. The biggest problem, though, is regressivity. You know, it affects the poor more than the rich do. So we took out, we increased the food excise tax credit and the renter exemption. So we're able to take away some of that regressivity. But sometimes the biggest regressivity of all is this. A society in which you don't invest in kids, especially poor kids, these are the kids that if they don't get a good education are not going to graduate from high school. And we have thousands of kids that are dropping out of high school or barely getting by high school, will never go to college. They're not finishing high school with a vocational degree. And so that these kids are either going to be waiting for minimum wage jobs or even worse, you know, they won't have any jobs at all and become, you know, the state has to provide for them. I mean, sometimes we can't just look at the next year and think about how do we invest in Hawaii. We have to look about the next 10 years. And if we have more kids, and research shows this, if we have more kids graduating high school, getting better jobs, instead of it hurting our economy, research has shown that it improves the economy. And the rest of the world gets this. You know, you look at most industrialized nations, and they make sure that they invest more in poor children than in rich children. And this is not just a Hawaii problem, but an American problem, that we don't do that. So eventually we have to say that, you know, one of the best things you can do in a society is invest in kids, and especially kids that come from, you know, high poverty households.
Let's talk about the other T that is included in the omnibus bill, that of testing. Now, the Every Student Succeeds Act is now law. How much of the HSTA bill reflects the change in national educational policy, especially as we've been talking a lot about testing, which isn't exactly removed from the national law?
So the good thing about the Every Child Succeeds Act, it says this. It says that the federal government is no longer going to say to states you have to have teacher evaluations. You have to, you know, punish teachers and schools if they don't do well on the test. It goes as states, you decide what you want to do. And I think this is what this is saying. Basically, we know that a bubble test is not the best way to measure learning. In fact, our children come from very different abilities. So we're trying three different ways in this bill to try to take advantage of this new law. One is we're trying to say that, you know, you cannot punish teachers in schools anymore for the testing. But we're also saying this. Let's start teaching to the whole child. We want it to be, we followed New York's example, and 20% of their time in elementary school has to be spent on the arts, drama, theater, art, music, Hawaiian studies, and Hawaiian language. And we want to do that. And at the high school level, the testing has decimated vocational education. And many of our students can only take a few classes in vocational education instead of being able to graduate with the skills needed so that the next day they can enter the careers. So we're saying we're trying to follow Massachusetts' model. Mm-hmm. Massachusetts has this great way of making sure that kids, when they leave high school, can start working as auto mechanics or working in construction or working culinary. So we're trying to teach to the whole child.
In some ways, and we have to go very quickly now because we're going to have to leave you in a second, though, but it sounds as if we are reverting back to a way in which kids were allowed to find their own path, or maybe in some cases, you know, put down certain paths based on how they fit into an educational system. Once upon a time, where there were a lot of vocational, or there was a lot of attention paid to vocational classes, and then that went away with the idea that every kid should be going to college. Are we trying to normalize that a little bit more now in what you presented?
What research shows is that our kids have many different abilities. You know, I may be very good at writing an essay, but please don't ask me to fix a car. But some of these students that can get, go to high school and learn how to fix a car, they can have a good life, make a good salary, and be happy in what they're doing. We shouldn't try to say that all children fit into one mold. In fact, the best thing we can do is take what a child is good at and help them reach what they want in their lives. And this is one of the things we're trying to do with this bill.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you, and we'll be watching this bill carefully.
Thank you so much.
Corey Rosenlee is the president of the Hawaii State Teachers Association.